Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It's Friday, October the 8th, 2010. Headline, today's jobs report locks momentum in GOP's favor. Today's U.S. Labor Department report that the economy lost a total of 95,000 jobs in September was worse than anticipated, virtually locking in the momentum advantage in the favor of Republican candidates for the remainder of this election cycle. Economic issues have been number one all year, with growing doubt among Americans about whether the policies of the Obama administration aimed at recovery are working. This was the last chance to show positive results. Election Day begins next Thursday in North Carolina, October the 14th. It's now about turnout. Late-breaking trends charts. The GOP is favored by all 12 economic and political indicators tracked daily for 2 months in the late-breaking trends charts. Take a look at them today. You will see on the Senate side, Senate candidates, Republicans, are riding a sustained 18-point momentum advantage. On the House side, Republicans are riding a 12-point momentum advantage. Turnout. Democrats could still minimize the political damage on November the 2nd if they have a few turnout tricks up their sleeves. It happened in 1998. Clinton Lewinsky had everyone certain that defeated Democrats were going to litter the political battlefield that November. Instead, they invested $30 million in a turnout operation that saved the day. John Edwards defeated Senator Locke Faircloth. The Democrats retook the majority in the North Carolina House. Turnout is driven only in part by the partisan momentum advantage. It is driven equally by a well-organized, adequately funded political turnout machine staffed by committed workers. But if the trends drive the election results, according to Gallup, a new study of likely voters gives Republicans an unprecedented 18% advantage under the typical midterm election year lower turnout model. Gallup says if all registered voters voted, Republicans would have a 46-43% advantage over Democrats in congressional ballot. But that's if all voters voted. Looking only at likely voters in the typical mid-year lower turnout, the GOP would have a 56% to 38% advantage. Even in an unusually high mid-term turnout scenario, the Republican advantage would be 53% to 40%. Total turnout of all registered voters in 2008 in North Carolina, 70%. What about 2006, the last midterm election year? It was only 37%. And remember, according to Gallup, the low turnout scenario heightens Republican advantage. Enthusiasm gap. Democrats have never been thrilled about voting in midterm elections, says Jamel Bowie in the American Prospect. Bowie cites the following stats. In 2006, young voters were only 12% of the electorate. 2008, it jumps to 18%. Likewise, African Americans, only 10% of the electorate in 2006. 2008, 13%. According to Gallup's late September polling, only 28% of Democrats are enthusiastic about their party's candidates, compared with 47% of Republicans. And this isn't just a blip in the polls. Since March, the enthusiasm gap between Republicans and Democrats has not dipped below 10 points a single time. So check out today's late-breaking trends charts at John Davis Political Reports, www.johndavisconsulting.com. And remember, early voting begins next Thursday, October the 14th. Early voting sites can be found on the website of the State Board of Elections. For emphasis, today's U.S. Labor Department report was worse than anticipated. That virtually locks in the momentum advantage in the favor of Republican candidates for the remainder of this election cycle. Remember, the economy's been the number one issue all year. This was the last chance for the Obama administration to show positive results. Election Day begins Thursday, October the 14th. Turnout is driven only in part by partisan momentum advantage, though. It's driven by equally important tactics such as a well-organized, adequately funded political turnout machine staffed by committed workers. Next week, we'll begin to see who has the most well-organized, adequately funded political turnout machine staffed by committed workers. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.